Here with me in this interview is Ron Litterer. He is a corn grower from the state of Iowa, and we're out here at the Farm Progress Show. And Ron, I understand you are going to become first vice president of National Corn Growers Association this fall. And I'd really be interested, from your grower perspective, your thoughts on this whole issue that people seem to be bringing up about turning some of our commodities into fuel, and how that affects the food supply, and just what are some of your initial thoughts on that?
Well, Chuck, first of all, I think it'd be good to point out that we believe that we can, by 2015, produce 15 billion bushels of corn nationally, and also produce 15 billion gallons of ethanol. And at that time frame, we're looking at a 3 gallons of ethanol per bushel. So that means that 5 billion bushel of corn would be going into energy. And that still leaves about 10 billion bushel of corn for our current end users, the livestock industry, processing, other processing, and exports. So we believe that the corn industry can grow to meet the demands of both food and fuel.
I understand, besides growing corn, you also feed some livestock, so this certainly, you know, if there's a concern on that side, you would understand that probably as well as anybody.
Yeah, I do. I feed hogs, and we know probably we've had a very good buy in corn price the last 2 to 3 years, actually a lot lower than what historically we've been used to paying. And so pay a little bit more for corn in the future probably is going to be part of this mix, but we think that's an acceptable thing, and in long term probably is not a bad thing for even the livestock industry.
And from the perspective of the guy who's growing corn out here, the opportunity here to find a way to get a premium for your commodity has certainly got to be important for you to stay in business and continue to grow, and as we like to say here, feed the world in the United States.
Yes, I agree, and that's what the corn growers are in business to do. We're here to increase the demand for our product. We're going to be very successful with that here in the next few years, but we don't have a static supply, and that's the point we'd like to make to everyone. We can grow this industry to meet the demands, and we believe it's something that's very easily achievable for us.
Now, speaking about NCGA, National Corn Growers Association, as you move into this leadership position, are there some ways that that the organization is working on this issue and in the area of renewable fuels?
Well, we're spending a lot of time talking with our current end users, the livestock industry folks, explaining what's going to happen here, working with them to get them comfortable with the changes that are going to go on. And what's going to happen probably is it's not just a U.S., United States issue. This is going to be a worldwide change in how we reallocate land resources to produce certain commodities. So it will be a different mix as we move forward, but we think that this will be good for all farmers worldwide, not just here in the United States. So we're trying to get people to look at the big picture, the long-term thing, and we know there's going to be some short-term issues that may cause some concerns and angst among our current end users, but get them to think about the long-term picture and where they're going to fit in.
Well, thank you very much. That's Ron Litterer. He is a farmer from here in Iowa. Out here at the Farm Progress Show, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.